There's a connection between traffic congestion and the economy, right? Stronger economy, more traffic.
That's been the general concept we've looked at over 30 years in the Urban Mobility Report, and it still seems to hold true.
Some people might believe then that a certain amount of roadway gridlock is just a price we pay for prosperity. What's your thinking on that?
One of the reasons we have traffic congestion is that we have an always changing transportation need. And that changing transportation need comes from economic activity. Economic activity does not exist in a vacuum. We have new houses being built in areas. We have new jobs coming into areas. We have different needs that are happening, and that changes the traffic patterns in a region and changes the needs for transportation in a region. And so one of the problems that comes with growth is a lot of times that growth in population and job market and other things can happen faster than we can put a transportation system in place to right. try to deal with it. And so we're often chasing that growth in trying to do something about it as opposed to being out in front. Because of that, we oftentimes are looking backwards to what our biggest problem is rather than looking forward to what might be our biggest problem 2, 3, 5 years from now.
And you can only forecast so much.
That's correct. I mean, a lot of our transportation models in this industry look out 20, 30 years. It would be very interesting to look back and say, how did we do? But a lot of times we don't have the time and resources to do that. So we just keep looking forward and looking forward to what we think is going to happen and try to stay ahead of it.